What's up, Vankers?
Hello, Vankers.
How is everybody doing?
How are you doing? Are you doing? I mean, listen. If you're seeing the title of this ep, you must be having a fucking good day, dude.
Yeah. You know, it's as deep a dive as it's gonna be. You know what's interesting is I've read a lot of biographies about a lot of great men.
Yeah.
And you know what this biography? You know what this researcher reminds me of, Brian?
Yeah.
I read a book about Jesus recently.
Yes, dude. Yes.
You know, you read a book about Muhammad. Lot of people remember him, wrote shit down.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of contemporaneous shit written about Muhammad. We know a lot about this guy. Jesus, not so much.
Right.
You got the Gospels, which, you know, you got to take with, you know, a grain of salt. You have this guy, Josephus, who was a historian who wrote about him. And then you have like one Roman record that's like, yeah, there was this guy, Jesus, who we killed on this day for being like a rabble rouser.
And he had 12 friends.
Yeah.
You know, he rolled, you know, not deep, but not light, you know, 12. Hey, if I have 12 friends at my funeral, that's kind of not so bad. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So the point is there's a lot of shit around Jesus, a lot of stuff written around Jesus, but a lot of, in terms of primary sources, very little to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with Yuki Tsunoda.
Right.
Very few primary sources, not much on this guy's upbringing, not much on this guy's life. It's pretty thin. Not much is known about Yuki. But there's some stuff. There's some fragments. We got some people on the case who know Japanese to do some research for us. We did some research on our own. And Yuki, much like Jesus, is a very important figure who people are dying to know more about. So,
who was overlooked in his time.
Yeah.
Who was cast aside as something other than what he was, which was the Son of God. People
misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
One of our daddies called him Japanese baby Jesus. Which I thought was very apt.
Does that make us one of the 12 disciples? Because now everyone is jumping on the fucking Yuki train. All these other pods, all these other fucking YouTubers and F1 content creators are getting on the Yuki's actually awesome. Bitch.
We've been saying that. We've been saying that when he got a DNF every other race. We've been saying that.
Yeah, dude. We were saying that in 2021, dude.
We were saying that
when he was getting raked over the coals by fucking Pierre Gasly.
Can we just say
that
we would be the worst of Jesus' disciples? If we were Jesus' disciples, we'd be like the first two. Mm-hmm. And then if anybody else would be trying to join, be like, oh, yeah, suck our dicks. Like, you're trying to get in now? Now that he's walking on water, you're trying to get in? Fuck off.
Right. Yeah.
No, Jesus, Jesus, you don't need these guys trying to join the bandwagon. We were with you when you wasn't shit.
Yeah.
When you were just a fucking carpenter.
Yeah, yeah. That's why it's like, Christianity is all about like, everyone just come in. Hey, dip your head in some water and you're good to go.
Yeah, no, like, the Christianity was started by Jews who were like inclusive. And then the other Jews were like, we're good.
Listen, Yuki Tsunoda, I would stay in that religion, even when he achieves superstardom, A-list superstardom, we will still be there because we were there first. It's like when I really feel like we scouted him. Why do I feel like we saw him karting and we were like, you know, people at Honda being like, this kid's our fucking future. That's how I feel. Because Honda... Listen, there's all this talk about Yuki and Honda and how Honda wants it, but like Honda's put in the time, dude. Honda's put in the work with Yuki. Honda saw what we see now years before, where they were like, "This kid's our fucking ticket."
Yes,
he's our guy.
Yes.
Although they kind of left him hanging a little bit, but we'll get into that.
Well, we'll get it. You know, it can't all be perfect, but, you know, let's... All right, where should we start with regards to...
We'll start with his childhood, probably.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He was born... Wait. It's so funny when I go to Yuki Tsunoda's Wikipedia.
Yeah.
It says frequently visited.
Yeah. Yeah, it just fills it in.
Yeah.
You just type in why, and it's like, just, you want Yuki's Wikipedia? Yeah, yeah, right.
It's
here.
It's like, yeah, you fucking live here, dude. Here again? Okay. He was born May 11th, 2000 in Sagamihara, Kanagawa Prefecture. Sagamihara is a city in Kanagawa Prefecture. It is an hour and 43 minutes from Tokyo. I don't know if that means it's a suburb outside of Tokyo.
I would consider that, like, listen, there's people in Chicago who live an hour and a half out, and they're like, I live in Chicago. So, you know, right. It's like, you know, if Tokyo is New York, think about an hour and a half upstate New York, you know, parts of Jersey, you know.
Now, I want to say, which prefecture is Tokyo in? Tokyo. What prefecture is Tokyo in? I don't understand how prefectures work.
Looks like states, areas. Looks like, you know, like it's sectioned off into different, you know, areas.
Yeah, I think Tokyo is like its own prefecture, but I could be mistaken. Anyway.
Sure. Yeah, so he's born May 11th. He's a Taurus.
What does that mean, like, to be a Taurus?
I don't really know. Jenny, do you have insight,
Jenny,
into Taurus?
Taurus is
stubborn.
Vibe.
Stubborn. Tauruses are stubborn. They're the fucking bulls. My dad is a Taurus, and let me tell you, he's stubborn. So
but here's the thing,
you know,
can I say, Brian? I'm a Capricorn, and they say Capricorns are stubborn. So, like, feels like kind of a catch-all, right?
Yeah, you're so easygoing.
No, but I'm just like, he could have just as easily been a Capricorn, and people would have been like, oh, typical Capricorn.
Well, I'm sure, you know, people who, like, understand all the different ones. You know, the reality of how I engage with Zodiacs is that, like, I know what my shit is, and everything else I don't understand. So that's what I know.
Okay.
But, no, I mean, him being stubborn, let's just take it. He's stubborn. We see that. We've seen that.
That scans. That definitely scans.
Okay, so he's born hour and a half outside of Tokyo. And he comes from a family,
His dad, his name's Nobuaki Tsunoda, and he was a racer.
Right.
And his dad is getting some more play recently for being the most fashionable fucking guy, the silverest fucking fox.
Yes,
the turtlenecks, the jackets, the silver hair, the glasses, everything is on point. I think... Like, you know, Lewis Hamilton is in tier one, and, like, Zhou is going for tier two.
Right, of fashion,
I think he's just
been
knocked off of tier two.
Yeah.
And been replaced by...
Elegance.
Nobuaki Tsunoda is the second most fashionable guy on the grid, I think.
It's major DILF vibes. I mean, the guy has aged like fucking fine wine. It bodes well for the future of Yuki.
It bodes well for Yuki. Yuki is not going to suffer a twink death. He's going to slowly, he's going to age very gracefully into a dignified man.
Yes. Jenny says that he looks rich, which is true. But yeah, so this is what's interesting. I mean, maybe now, I don't know, you know, where their finances are these days, but, like, so the story, how the story kind of goes, and you maybe have any more details for me here, Matt, but, like, his dad was a racer. He kind of did, like, almost rally-ish kind of racing and
more,
like, souped up
local
level in Japan, but he, like, it was something that he enjoyed doing, something that was, like, a, you know, a hobby, maybe even a little bit more than a hobby, but not something that he was doing professionally. No one makes fucking money in this game other than people in fucking Formula One. So he's doing that at some point on their ride back from one of these races. They pass a go-karting track. This is where Yuki does his first. He says, why don't we stop and we can put Yuki? Yuki was probably like, can I do this? Dad does it. So he's at 4 years old. He has his first experience on a go-kart. But he doesn't start racing competitively and really putting himself out there and really doing it until he's 10 years old.
If you want to hear the rest of this episode and so many more episodes like this, you can click the link in description and subscribe to our Patreon. So click that link, or you can go to patreon.com/trfpod. See you on the Patreon, Vankas. Love ya.